Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, November 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of real estate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Lincoln delivers Phase 1 of I-10 International Logistics Campus, an emerging Tucson, Arizona airport submarket. Full-service commercial real estate firm Lincoln Property Company has completed Phase 1 of I-10 International Logistics Campus in Tucson, Arizona. Valued at $80 million, the project sits on 79 acres in the Sonoran Desert Industrial Corridor. The campus includes two high-performing warehouse distribution buildings totaling 373,811 square feet. Future phases will bring the project to over 1 million square feet of Class A industrial space. The campus features state-of-the-art design with amenities like outdoor spaces, barbecue equipment, and unique leasing configurations. I-10 International is strategically located near major highways and Tucson International Airport, making it an attractive hub for businesses. For leasing inquiries, contact Jesse Blum at 520-748-7100.
Friend Commercial Real Estate secures three new tenants at Odenton Business Park. Friend Commercial Real Estate announces new leases at Odenton Business Park in Anne Arundel County. Yasmin Bannon represented the landlord in securing leases with JC Audio and the Motorcycle Shop at 8270 Locust Road. Bannon and Todd Bailey also procured Smash My Trash at 8266 Locust Road. These leases highlight the strength of the small bay industrial market in central Maryland. Approximately 3,000 square feet is available at each location, ideal for light industrial or service uses. For leasing information, contact Yasmin Bannon or Todd Bailey at Friend Commercial Real Estate. Learn more about their services at www.friendre.com. Building a thriving real estate brokerage in the Philippines, the five key pillars. The Philippine real estate market is thriving, with rapid urbanization and increasing foreign investment. To succeed in this competitive landscape, brokers must focus on five key pillars: agent retention, agent attraction, coaching and development, operating systems, and branding and marketing. Retaining top talent is crucial in a market where agents often switch for better commissions. Attracting quality agents involves showcasing success stories and offering unique incentives. Ongoing coaching and development are essential to keep agents ahead in a market that demands expertise. Efficient operating systems and strong branding are also vital for success. Realty One Group Philippines excels in all these areas, offering support in agent retention, attraction, coaching, operating systems, and branding and marketing. With over 25 years of experience, Realty One Group Philippines provides the tools and resources needed to build a profitable brokerage in the Philippines. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.